I promised for the first time, a number of years ago, when I got up here and spoke for the first time, I said that I promised that I'm going to be not here for a long time, but a good time, and I promised the same thing now, okay? So you can get back to cooking and doing all the things that we like to do on Christmas. So when I think of Christmas, I have to admit I think of Christmas movies. Who else thinks of those things? A mate of mine who is insanely crazy about Christmas, Jace McPhee, came over my place last night and brought a bags full of Christmas videos to watch. We're only going to watch one, but he brought who knows how many. The back of his car was full. But I wanted to show you and remind you of one right now, actually. So, Graham, you want to chuck that up for us? Thanks.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion's starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. When the planes hit the Twin Towers, as far as I know, none of the phone calls from the people on board were messages of hate or revenge. They were all messages of love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
Yeah, the movie's Love Actually, about Christmas, and this idea that love is all around. There's not far, we don't have to look far to be able to see love. But if you watch the rest of the movie, every person is desperately seeking for love somewhere. It's almost like it's hidden. They just start at the start with, love's all around, and then the rest of the 2 hours it's like, where? I think we all are a bit like this, aren't we? That we all know that we need and understand that as humans to live, we're fueled by love. That the point of life is love, wherever we can find it, and we go seeking in good places and bad places. We're almost desperate for it. We know there's something we need. To the point that it becomes a selfish ambition almost. And we know that that's even not even the point of love when it gets to selfishness, don't we? Part of us knows that it's something bigger than ourselves, something that isn't just about us. But we're desperate for it, and so we make it this ambition. And we look to the future and hope, maybe somewhere. Or if we get a little, we hope for more. But I think there's an interesting idea here that we're quite often looking for something that we need to the future that is actually in the past. I want to have a quick look at the Bible of this idea. I think the love that we need is actually in the past. I want to look at John 4. Thanks, Graham. I'll read it to you. My loved ones, let us devote ourselves to loving one another. Love comes straight from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and truly knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Because of this, the love of God is a reality among us. Reality among us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we could find true life through him. This idea that God is love. If we look to the past, look to the fact that who God is that he is love. It's not that God has love, but actually this idea that God is love. It's not just that God's character is love, but actually he is love. That's a weird idea. In some ways, but amazing too. I'm going to put up a quote from C.S. Lewis. Most people would know C.S. Lewis, and it's a quote from Mere Christianity, and I apologize that this is really wordy, but we'll try and unpack it a bit because I think there's heaps in it which I'm going to do no justice to. Christians believe that the living, dynamic activity of love has been going on in God forever and has created everything else. And that, by the way, is perhaps the most important difference between Christianity and other religions. That in Christianity, God is not an impersonal thing, nor a static thing, not even just one person, but a dynamic, pulsating activity, a life, a kind of drama almost. And if you'd not think of me irrelevant, a kind of dance. The pattern of this three-person life is a great fountain of energy and beauty, spurting up at the very center of reality. Whoa, that's some big words, hey? But I love the idea that he's trying to paint here. That why God is love is because God is in relationship with himself. Oh no, we're going to talk about the Trinity. Oh, it would blow my brain apart. But it's amazing to think that within God, love exists. Because he is in perfect relationship with himself. That he loves himself unconditionally. And each part of himself. And it's through that special relationship that couldn't help but overflow. We all probably experience love in some way and understand that as something that takes us out of ourselves, that we have to express, that we have to give somewhere else. And that's the nature of love, even within God. He couldn't contain it to himself and had to, it overflew into the idea of creation and the idea of us, that he loved us, he created us to be in relationship with himself who is in relationship. That God is love, and if we're looking for it, we should be looking to him who created it, who actually is it. That is an amazing idea. And I think this is the search of the hole in our hearts that we're looking for, is a being who is perfect love, who understands who we are, who has created us for him, created by him for him. You know, we've all heard different definitions of love and, you know, putting another one first, all those feelings. I want to get away from some of that stuff and this idea that I think it's just seeing the best in someone else. Wanting to see the best in someone else. So that means seeing the best in them as they are, but wanting the best for them. There's two parts in that, isn't there? There's two parts. There's one part is that we love this person whether they do anything for me at all, just because of who they are, because I want to see the best in them, but we want to see the best for them. If you think about one of your loved ones, or someone in your family or a friend, isn't that true of it? That we love them who they are, but we want the best for them. And it's the same idea of what God sees in us. But it doesn't even just stop there. We'll go on to the second part of John. This is the embodiment of true love. Not that we loved God first, but that he loved us and sent his unique son on a special mission to become an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So my loved ones, if God loved us so sacrificially, still couldn't even get the word out, surely we should love one another. No one has ever seen God with human eyes. But if we love one another, God truly lives in us. Consequently, God's love has accomplished its mission amongst us. The embodiment of true love is that God loved us first. Is he expecting us to love him before he shows us? He just loves us and demonstrated his love for us in what? In this idea of Christmas. This is where Christmas comes in. And Christmas always gets, I feel like, made the little brother of Easter. But it's so amazing to me is the symbol of God's love for us. That he loved us, that he sent his son to be here. Because he knows us and he wanted us to show what true love really is. So that we might have love to pass on. He understood that we can't just create love. He understands we can't just muster it ourselves. It has to come from somewhere. It actually comes from Him, who already is love, because we've talked about that nature of who He is. And He passes that love on that overflows in us so that we can pass it on. It's something that's meant to flow and meant to continue. It's not meant to be stopped and be stagnant. Stagnant things, static things, like were written in C.S. Lewis' quote, they become toxic and die. But when we let it flow, it's everything it's created it to be. I'm going to jump to a couple of pictures, Graham. Who's seen this picture before? Yeah. Who sees the young lady? Who sees the old woman? Who sees both now? I remember being shown it in primary school. I thought it's the cleverest thing ever. Does anyone know what I'm talking? Who needs a demonstration of what I'm talking about? Okay, thank you. All right. See, if you look, I'm not tall enough. This is the necklace of the young girl. Does that help see the young girl? And then this is the mouth of the old lady. Oh! You see it? Not yet? All right. What are you seeing? You see the young girl? Well, the eyelashes there. You see her, see the shape of her cheek? It's actually the nose of the old lady. You see it now? Oh! Wow! Okay. Let's go to the next one. All right, that's good. Some dude picking up Big Ben, moving around. That's pretty cool. That's clever. All right, next. Who sees the rabbit? Oh, hang on. It's a duck. No, it's a rabbit. It's something. All right, next. Oh, old lady, old man, cute embrace. Oh, hang on. Couple of Mexicans in a club. Whatever your Christmas needs to be, whichever way you like the idea. I think that's pretty clever too. What am I getting at? Leave it there, Graham. That's right. Oh, yeah, we'll show the next one. Oh, this is amazing. What is going on there? Is that picture being doctored? It hasn't been changed. This is not photoshopped. How has the young kid got such an old head? How has that happened? That is weird. There's actually, if you can't probably see it from there, but you look really closely, it's actually the kid's half a face and then the man's face is just sticking out past it and you can't almost see the line of the kid's face. It's amazing. What was the point of me showing those things other than having a little bit of fun? I think there's something to be said about love. And I wrote right at the start of love being attitude and action and seeing the best in someone. That we're good at, I think part of love is the action. It's not just a feeling, it's an action. It's actually that we do. We do something. There's putting someone before ourselves. But I actually think it starts with an attitude. An attitude is quite often perspective. Perspective. Go back to the old lady, young lady picture for us. Did we change anything? Did we change anything for you to see old lady to young lady? Did anything actually change? Was anything drawn? Did you move slightly? Maybe. But you don't have to change the picture. But it's your perspective that changes. Something in here changes about the way you see it. God has a story about the way the world is. That He is love. And He's created all things to display His love and for us to understand His love. And He wants us to do the same. And he demonstrated his love for us by loving us first, by sending his son here to earth. That God so loved the world that he sent his son, whoever believes in him. But not just to finish there, but to actually be agents of love in the world, agents of God in the world, to see the world differently than the world would suggest. We're going to show love actually, again, that bit again. Actually, not quite yet, but I'm just getting the teed up. I want you to realize, even in the video, he's talking about perspective. The words he's talking about is not that something's different, but it's the way he sees the world. Okay, I want you to pick up on that in his words. All right, thanks.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion's starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. When the planes hit the Twin Towers, as far as I know, none of the phone calls from the people on board were messages of hate or revenge. They were all messages of love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
You hear him talk about, popular opinion would say that maybe the world is full of greed and hate, but I don't see it that way. His perspective on life was different. Believing that there is a God of love and believing he sent his son to die for us is having a different perspective on the world, is believing God's story. I wonder if you need a different perspective this Christmas. I wonder if you need a change. And it's not just an action. Actions flow out of that. But it's actually something in our mind. Just like when we look at that picture. Sorry to do it to you, Graham, again, but on that picture again. The old lady, young lady one. Thanks, Mike. That maybe you need to change your perspective and realise God sees this world and how he sees this world and how you might need to see the best in some people that you might think don't even deserve it. There might be even some people you hang out with today that you feel like don't deserve it. But God wants us to see the world differently and to see the world as that everyone who deserves love. That everyone deserves love, including ourselves. Maybe your perspective can be changed. I want us to pray now, but I don't want us to close our eyes. I want you to focus on the picture as we pray. Lord God, we thank you that love starts with you. Because if I had to create it myself, we'd know it'd come out of selfishness or something that we'd want. I thank you that when we think about Christmas, we think about the fact that you sent your son into this world, that you understood how important even perspective was, that you wanted to understand what it was like to be like us, to love us, you even choose perspective. So I'd ask God, as we all look at this picture, and as we're able to change looking from old lady to young lady or young lady to old lady, that you would change our perspective to see the world as you see it. Is everyone deserving of love? That we would be agents of love in this world. Because we believe in your son. And we believe in what he stood for. And that despite our sins, You died on the cross for us so that we could be free of that and that we could be loved freely and to love freely. Change our perspective, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.